Hey, this is Brian Jones with the Jones Zone Podcast and Transformation Coach with Fully Inspired Coaching. I left my career as a realtor because I was unfulfilled and I wanted to step into my true purpose, helping men rediscover and reclaim who they truly are. Follow me on my journey as I aim to help 10,000 men rediscover who they truly are and to find their inspiration by making their head-to-heart transformation. Hey, look, I've learned from the best in the game, and now I'm sharing the keys to the kingdom. This is Brian's Fully Inspired Show. What's going on? 2019 is well underway. Today is actually the third day of the year. Brian Jones here, Fully Inspired Coaching, wishing you a happy new year. So what'd you guys do, huh? What'd you guys do for New Year's Eve? I'll tell you what, Chris and I, with a couple of friends, went to Charleston, South Carolina, to the Poorhouse. It's a little music spot where Perpetual Groove, our favorite band, was playing. And they tore the house down, as always. It was an awesome New Year's Eve. Let me just tell you that. It was awesome. This episode is about what do you truly want and how come you haven't gotten it yet. So I was on a coaching call with my coach and he asked me, he said, Brian, when it comes to your business, what do you really want? And I thought about it and gave him the answer. I said, I want influence, I want freedom, and I want cash flow. He's like, ah, sounds good. So what kind of cash flow? Like, get specific. So I told him the number. He's like, all right, cool. Now, why don't you have that already? And I had to think. And a lot of it was clarity, not really clear on what I want. But it's the feelings that come up when I say what I want, you know? So I want influence, freedom, and cash flow. So when you open yourself up, it's like when you're expecting that, when you want that. Now, what happens when you don't get it, you know? So it's almost like a subconscious sabotage. So you don't do it because you're afraid of something. So in this case, it could be a fear of rejection. It could be a disappointment. These emotions that I don't want to feel or that you don't want to feel. Does that make sense? So what would happen if you can take what you're avoiding, i.e. the rejection, disappointment, and what if you can marry that? What if you can own that until it's no longer a crutch or until you no longer fear the rejection? And how different would your business or your life look like? I tell you, for me, it would be a dramatic, it would be an exponential increase in quality of my life if, you know, marrying that fear and marrying that disappointment. Because if you could detach yourself from the outcome where that rejection, disappointment, anger, whatever the case is, if it doesn't bother you, wow, that's just a whole new level, huh? That's a new game, Triple H. He's a wrestler. Anyway, that's a whole new game you're playing now because you're not tied to the outcome. And your ego, your ego is always going to keep you safe and it's going to want to keep you inside this box. But on this transformation of head to heart, a heart-centered life, you're not attached to the outcome. If you try to make a sale and somebody just says it's not the right time or if someone judges you, it's fine. It's fine. You know, it's not the truth. Oh, Brian, you just care about the money. Okay, is that true? No. Okay, move on. Or, you know, whatever the case may be. You have to give yourself permission to be a savage, like an absolute savage when you're going after what you want. And getting clear is the first step because for me, it's always about knowing, it's about getting clear on what I want and knowing exactly the outcome. But it's the fear that keeps people. You know, I posted a post on Facebook recently, and I just put a post. I was like, "What do you really want?" And I put capital really. Like, what do you really want? And somebody made a comment, and by the time that I was going to respond to her, she had deleted it. I was like, "Oh man, come on!" So I reached out to her. I was like, "Did you delete your comment?" And she said, "Yeah." And so in her case, her ego or the, and I asked her why. She said she was afraid that people would judge her for saying what she really wanted. And in this case, her ego, or in this case, the fear of being judged, literally held her back from admitting what she really wanted. And so I dug a little bit deeper, and she started telling me all these things about how she's going through depression and financial insecurity, and I was able to help her through it. But knowing, the point is, she was willing to sabotage herself and in avoidance of being judged. And that's something that we all should work on, because if you're willing to sabotage your heart, if you're willing to sabotage your own heart, you are willing to sabotage everybody else's, because how you treat yourself is how you treat others. If she's giving and giving and giving and she's not reciprocating and she's not receiving, well, then the law of giving and receiving, you know, is out of alignment. So her capacity, she's giving beyond her capacity, and she's not receiving. But that's a whole other topic. But the goal here is to get clear on what you really want. And then whatever is holding you back. So the next question is, why haven't you achieved it already? Get specific, like sit in that, get honest and authentic with yourself. You know, why don't you have that six pack that you want? Or why aren't you in a career that you want? Well, it's a fear of the unknown. It's anxiety, okay? What happens if you can marry the fear of the unknown, marry that anxiety so where it doesn't bother you anymore when you have your challenges? And that's all this is about. So get clear on what you want. For me, what I want out of my coaching business, I want influence. I want to influence others to take action and to become the best versions of themselves, to make that head-to-heart transformation, okay? I want the freedom, okay? I want freedom to do whatever I want, to travel, the freedom to explore, meet, you know, take new hobbies. And I want cash flow, because I, you know, cash is king. You know, you need money to have the freedom. Cash is a tool. So I'm clear on what I want, how much I want, and the reason why holds us back, the thing that holds us back is that tension. That's what I'm trying to get at, that tension of the disappointment. And if you can marry that, marry the rejection, and detach yourself from the outcome, bada bing, bada boom, come on, man. Come on. You know your life would be dramatically better. Dramatically better, exponentially, I dare I say. But we ask not because it breaks our role. So for me, coach, I'm a coach, okay? So I'm asking people, hey, do you want coaching? No, I can't afford it right now. Okay, cool. I'm not standing in the tension. If they truly need the coach, they truly need the coaching, letting them off the hook is a disservice to them and a disservice to me. Now, you can always say, that's okay, I'll work with you here. And that's another form of sabotage, because for me, doing a lot of things, not being true to myself, if I was willing to work with a client for free, law of giving and reciprocity comes into play, but also it's the good guy role. You know, people do these things based on how they perceive themselves. So if, for me. For example, like, oh, don't worry, I'll coach you for free. I want to be a good person. I want this person to like me. But at the same time, it's not being true to what I really want. Because remember, what I really want is cash flow. I want money coming in. I want freedom. I want influence. If I'm willing to bypass my own heart and my own desires for the sake of making sure this person likes me, right? Come on. If I'm doing that, then I'm out of alignment and I'm not being true to myself. So that's just a way that the role that you play, the identity that you have, can keep you down and it can keep you stuck. So be aware of that and get crystal clear on what you want. Okay? So, woo! Marry the rejection until you're not afraid of it. Man, that's good stuff. I can't wait to practice this, truly, like intentionally practice this, because it's a game changer. And I want you guys to do that as well. So get crystal clear on what you want. Get crystal clear on what is holding you back. And whatever that is, I want you to marry it. I want you to own it so you can use that to empower you yourself instead of disempower. Bada bing, bada boom, huh? Well, that's all I have for this episode. So get clear on what you really want. And may 2019 be the most prosperous, most abundant year of your life. And I will talk to you next episode. Peace out.
Whoa! Did you just listen to the whole podcast all the way through? Congratulate, man, thank you. And since you did that, it must have stricken a chord or resembled or something. Resembled? Anyway, if you liked what you heard and you want more information, go to fullyinspiredcoaching.com/free call. I am super pumped to help you make 2019 a breakthrough year. And I can't wait to be a part of that. So fullyinspiredcoaching.com/free call will get you on a 60-minute call. If you're feeling stuck in your business and in your relationships or your life, I've been there. I understand. Give me a call. We'll get through this together. Thanks again for listening. And also, head over to iTunes.com. Please give the Jones Zone podcast some love, some ratings, some shares, some comments, anything. We really appreciate it, and it helps us grow our podcast and message. So thanks again. Love you.